Groyim, 11th Perek, 7th Mishnah. Kaita sheyesh bo paspasim, some type of garment they would wear in the summer. That's his name. Kaita is translation of summer, and it had different colors on it. Shvuyim ulevonim. It has dyed areas and it has white areas. So saras has to be on the white area. When the saras spreads, it spreads from one white area to another white area, even though there's a hefsek of the red area in the middle. Shos Rabbi Lezer, Harei hu pispas yochiv. There's one stripe of white. So, or do we close this up? Because the only way you can mutam it is by spreading, and there's no way for it to spread to. I didn't hear what we do in such a case. Okay, it's coming to Makayim Divrei Chacham. Why not? Amaloi Shema Yama B'Shnei Shvuos. By Shnei Shvuos, God B'Shnei Shvuos Tamei. It's a ras begodim, even if it did not spread out. By the fact that it stayed intact for 2 weeks, is enough to be metamed. So therefore, that is enough reason to be mazgerit, because there's potential tumah, even though there's no potential of spreading. You're very wise. You're makam to dibrei chachamim. If it stretches out as an extension of the original saras, it's even a small amount. Arocha can increase if the spreading is not connected to the initial saras, it has to be a spreading of a new gris. If the nega got weaker color in the second week, so they rip out that piece of garment and they burn it, they put in a patch, if it comes back, also the amount that comes back has to be the size of a gris.